Hey, this is Khalil Ekolona, host of No More Normal. Today and for the rest of the legislative session, we'll be bringing you short, daily updates on everything going on in the Roundhouse. It's a part of our joint project, Your New Mexico Government, brought to you by funding from the Thornburg Foundation. Here are our partners with New Mexico PBS with today's highlights and rundown.
Good morning, Khalil. This is Kevin McDonald, executive producer at New Mexico PBS, and this is a Your New Mexico Government podcast update for Thursday, March 11th, 2021. Let's dive right into some of the highlights from yesterday's action, beginning with House Bill 4. This is one we've talked about a bunch in the last week or so. This is the Civil Rights Act, as it is called. And it passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee on a 5-4 vote yesterday. Narrow victory there, but it does move on. Moves on to the full Senate next. The bill, of course, is in response to protests about civil rights violations last summer, the Black Lives Matter protest movement, and it would allow lawsuits to be filed in state court to recover financial damages for violations to the state Bill of Rights. It is headed to the full Senate, as we mentioned, and don't know exactly when that might happen, but that is the next stop. No doubt it'll face a tough battle there, though. But it did pass out of the House last month on a 39-29 vote, and there are some changes to the bill coming out of Senate Judiciary. The measure will now make it clear that an individual teacher or an individual officer or other public employee cannot be sued. Only the government agencies will be held accountable under lawsuits brought under the Civil Rights Act. And it also places a $2 million cap, including attorney's fees, on any judgments. Moving on now, Senate Bill 74. This one is something we've mentioned as well. It is designed to curb the governor's emergency powers during a situation like the ongoing pandemic. And this is an effort that has really sort of languished so far in the legislative session. But on Wednesday, Republican members tried to force a vote on the measure, push it to the front of the line in the Senate. But that attempt failed on a party line vote of 14-24. The bill has been waiting. Again, this is Senate Bill 74 we're talking about. Been waiting on the Senate floor agenda for nearly 3 weeks after passing out of two committees, but the governor has already indicated she would probably veto it even if it passes. So this is really a separation of powers fight that has lingered on and will continue to linger on, but doesn't look good for Senate Bill 74. Again, the argument here, legislature saying the governor has too much power on things like the public health order during the COVID-19 pandemic, and then they need to get some of that back. The governor, in her statement about possibly vetoing this if it were even to be passed, says that governors need the executive power to move quickly and efficiently in an emergency like that and would not be willing to secede any of that power. And again, this is something that would apply to any governor, not just the current governor. So we will see. Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth, after all was said and done, really didn't say whether or not he had planned to get this into a full debate and vote by the end of the session a week from Saturday. So that's just an update there. All right, let's move to the budget bill. That is obviously business number one, and the House has approved the budget. We've told you about that already. But it went through Senate Finance today, or yesterday, I should say, and did have some changes made to it. And again, this is House Bill 2, which is the state budget for the next year. Now, the changes and amendments would basically add $11 million to the Opportunity Scholarship, which was unveiled by the governor last year, but did not get the funding that it needed to do what she wanted to, which was basically make higher education free for nearly all New Mexico students. So it's been scaled back and is in a bit of a phase-in period, but that $11 million would be on top of $5 million already budgeted for next year. So that would be a big boost there. In addition, the changes in the Senate Finance Committee add about $10.5 million for the lottery scholarship program, so a lot to help higher ed students. The interesting thing is, though, there was not an official vote on these changes in the Senate Finance, but there seemed to be general agreement there, and so they would need to do a final vote on that, and then it would go to the full Senate and then back to the House to concur with any of the changes made to it or for further debate. All right, now let's move on to Senate Joint Resolution 12. This passed the House 44-24. Now moving on to the Senate. But again, as with most things that are moving from one house to the other for the first time, it's going to be interesting to see if there's just enough time on the clock yet to get these things done. But for those who need reminding, Senate Joint Resolution 12 would allow voters to decide whether or not we continue as the nation's only citizen legislature. So there would be a constitutional amendment if this makes it all the way through. Voters would decide whether or not lawmakers get a salary instead of the daily per diem they get now for travel and expenses. So this initiative would also create an oversight commission to set the salaries for lawmakers, as well as other statewide elected officials and district judges, and even governor-appointed members of the state PRC. And supporters of the plan say it would help with conflicts of interest, which we see pop up all the time. You might remember a big flare-up already in this session about that Civil Rights Act that we talked about earlier, and an ethics complaint filed against Speaker of the House Brian Egoff, who is a lawyer and has had cases of that nature that he has represented clients on, and folks felt he didn't disclose that enough and has a vested interest in that. These things happen all the time. We see it on cannabis legislation as well, where we know that some of the bill sponsors, even Jacob Candelaria, Senator Jacob Candelaria is one that comes to mind, has represented medical cannabis companies in the past. And so the general rule of thumb is to disclose these things. But again, proponents say just go ahead and pay these lawmakers, make them paid positions. You would do away with a lot of that. And they argue you would also have a more diverse pool of people who could serve in the legislature if they were getting a salary and if it was a job. So that measure, House Joint or Senate Joint Resolution 12, is through the House, headed on to the Senate. But we should mention this has been something that's been tried before. When it goes on to the Senate, that's usually where it languishes and dies. So again, fairly late in the session for that. We will see what the fate of it will become this year. All right, so many moving pieces, it's hard to even predict things that will be going on today. We know for a fact, again, that the Senate is supposed to come back in full session at 11 and the House at 2:30, as they have been doing. Not a huge list of committee meetings today, and there's just so many bills needing to be considered by the full floor of the House and the Senate that it's hard to say what will actually get there today. Again, as we always do, remind you, you can go to nmpbs.org, our website, and you will be able to keep track of all things with the legislature. There's a link right there on the homepage. Do want to point you potentially to Senate Finance this afternoon, about a half hour after the Senate floor meeting wraps up. There's House Joint Resolution 1. That's the measure to tap the permanent land grant fund to pay for early childhood programs. Talked a lot about this yesterday. Encourage you to go back and listen to that if you need more of a reminder. But that may get brought up in Senate Finance today. We thought it would yesterday, maybe tomorrow, who knows. But there's a chance that happens today. So again, lots of moving parts. We're doing our best to keep you on top of it all, but you can always follow the live streams, look up bills, legislators, you name it. Head to nmpbs.org and click on the link to the legislature page there. That's going to do it for now, but we'll be back tomorrow with another update. And until then, stay safe and stay healthy.
This has been a Your NM Government legislative update from our partners at NMPBS. I'm Nimona host Kaliole Colonna. Before you go, leave us a review. It really helps us out. And a quick reminder to tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. on KUNM 89.9 FM for a new episode of Pneumona.